Along with unleashing 105-mile-an-hour winds on the panhandle, a slow-moving Sally deluged the Gulf Coast with up to 30 inches of rain from Pensacola Beach westward to Dauphin Island, Alabama, causing dangerous flooding along the coastline and well inland in the days ahead. Now, the cleanup begins.
As of right now, the EOC is still activated at level one operations. We've got a lot of operational pieces that we put in place today. A lot of things are coming together pretty good. We've got a lot of assets that will be coming in from outside the area.
Dan Gilmore, Escambia County's emergency manager, adds that a lingering issue will be the rivers.
Do not forget, even though we are done with this event, with the wind and the rain, we still have the flooding of the rivers. Both the Perdita River and the Escambia River are both expected to go over 27 feet flood stage. If you need to get out at those flood stages, please get out.
Gulf Power crews are scheduled to begin restoring electricity on Thursday. The utility said late Wednesday that 95% of Escambia County and 66% of Santa Rosa are without power because of Hurricane Sally. Meanwhile, for at least the next few nights, there's a dusk to dawn curfew across Escambia County. Sheriff David Morgan says that's to cut down on potential looting.
If your house is flooded, your utilities will be cut off and you can no longer domicile there. And so now you have a vacant home. You can't take all of your valuables with you when we put you in one of the shelters. And so now your home is vulnerable.
And the sheriff had this message for those thinking about helping themselves to other people's stuff.
I will tell you that we've worked with the state attorney's office in prior instances where we've responded to natural disasters. They do not like looters. For you to take advantage of people in their most vulnerable times, I can guarantee you, you will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. We will find you because we're going to be out in force in our neighborhoods, and we'll make sure that the state attorney takes care of that.
A curfew is also in effect in Okaloosa County. Pensacola Police Chief Tommy Leiter echoed the sentiments of the rest of the briefing participants in calling for everyone to stay home for the time being.
It is still an incredibly dangerous situation. We still have power lines down. There's still a lot of trees down. So it's nighttime. Keep in mind there's no street lights up, so it's difficult and dangerous to drive. A lot of the tree tops that are still just hanging there fall risk to you. So we're asking again, if you don't have to be out, don't go out.
The city of Pensacola will be closed on Thursday and Friday, with the exception of emergency personnel to help with cleanup. Mayor Grover Robinson says City Hall was dinged by Sally, but came out better than it did when Hurricane Ivan hit in 2004.
We had some leaks. Fortunately, most of the offices are good. Mine's probably the worst. We did move some stuff out of there, but we are assessing all of our buildings. Same thing right now with our community centers that we're working, and as soon as we can get those up and running, we plan to be back open with the things that we were doing.
Robinson also rolled out the welcome mat for state officials to tour the area ravaged by the storm.
I have had the opportunity to talk with Senator Scott, Governor DeSantis, AG Moody, and also CFO Petronas. All have expressed an interest in wanting to come here.
We'll be surveying some of the damage and meeting with the local officials, and obviously we want to be helpful in any way that we can.
Governor Ron DeSantis is scheduled to tour the Pensacola area on Thursday, 2 days after President Trump approved a federal disaster declaration for the panhandle. DeSantis announced late Wednesday that help from the state will pour into the affected areas.
We've activated 500 Florida National Guard soldiers, air assets, helicopters, and 50 high water vehicles. Fish and Wildlife also has 50 Special Operations Group members. Florida Highway Patrol, they're deploying 60 troopers. We've also gotten some support from Tennessee and Oklahoma.
In the next couple of days, engineers from the Florida Department of Transportation will lead inspections of the new 3-mile bridge, where a section is missing after the storm. An inspection of the Interstate 10 bridge in Santa Rosa County is also planned. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.